Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Birth Vibe Stories and Strategies for an Empowered Birth by Jen Hamilton is a childbirth guide centered on preparation, communication, and agency in the delivery room. Hamilton writes from the perspective of a labor and delivery nurse with extensive bedside experience. Using practical guidance and real birth context rather than a prescriptive program, the book addresses pregnant people, partners, and support persons who want to understand what may happen during labor and how to make decisions without relying on a fragile ideal of the perfect birth plan. Its central idea is that birth preparation should begin with values, comfort needs, communication preferences, and informed choice. Rather than promising control over outcomes, Hamilton frames empowerment as the ability to move through unpredictable events while feeling heard, respected, and informed. The result is a realistic hospital birth companion that blends emotional preparation with concrete strategies for advocacy, flexibility, and calm decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing the perfect birth plan with values-based birth vibes. A central contribution of birth vibes is its challenge to the conventional birth plan as the main tool for preparation. Hamilton does not dismiss planning, but she argues that a checklist of preferred interventions, positions, and outcomes can become emotionally fragile when labor changes quickly. The alternative is to identify birth vibes, meaning the deeper values and conditions that help a person feel safe, respected, and involved. This reframing matters because many aspects of birth cannot be controlled with precision, especially in a hospital setting where fetal monitoring, pain management, emergencies, staffing, and medical judgment may alter the plan. A values-based approach remains usable even when circumstances change. For example, a person may not be able to avoid an intervention, but they can still ask for clear explanations, time to process options when possible, and support from trusted people. The practical strength of this idea is that it separates empowerment from a specific outcome. The book, therefore, shifts preparation from predicting the birth to knowing how one wants to be treated during it. Secondly, decoding the hospital delivery room for first-time and uncertain parents, Hamilton positions the book as a way to reduce fear by making the delivery room less mysterious. Her experience as a labor and delivery nurse gives the discussion a clinical practicality that differs from guides focused mainly on idealized natural birth or broad pregnancy. Wellness. The book helps readers anticipate the language, pace, and decision points of hospital birth, including the reality that many conversations occur under physical stress and time pressure. This matters because unfamiliar systems can make patients passive, even when they technically have choices. By explaining how care teams communicate, why questions arise, and how preferences can be expressed, Hamilton gives readers a more functional map of the environment. The emphasis is not on turning readers into medical experts, but on helping them recognize when they need clarification, when a decision is urgent, and when there may be room for discussion. This kind of delivery room literacy supports calmer participation. It also helps partners and support people understand that advocacy often means asking practical questions, not confronting staff. Thirdly, empowerment defined by communication rather than outcome control. Birth Vibes treats empowerment as a relational and informational experience, not as proof that birth followed a preferred script. Hamilton emphasizes that people can look back on even difficult or unexpected births more positively when they felt informed, respected, and included in decisions. This is an important distinction in childbirth literature because outcome-centered ideals can unintentionally create shame when labor involves induction, epidural use, assisted delivery, cesarean birth, or other unplanned developments. The book instead asks readers to focus on the quality of communication surrounding those developments. Were options explained in understandable language? Was consent treated as meaningful? Did the care team acknowledge fear, pain, or confusion? And did the birthing person have support that matched their needs? This framework does not deny that medical outcomes and trauma matter, but it identifies a practical area where preparation can make a difference. Readers are encouraged to define what safety and dignity look like for them before labor begins. That preparation can make requests clearer and can help supporters reinforce the birthing person as an active participant. Fourthly, preparing partners and support people for a defined role in labor. The book is not written only for the person giving birth. It also addresses the people who will stand beside them, including partners, relatives, doulas, or friends. Hamilton recognizes that support people often enter the delivery room with good intentions, but little clarity about what to do when pain, uncertainty, or medical decisions intensify. A values-based preparation process gives them specific responsibilities. They can help maintain a calm environment. Repeat preferences when the birthing person is overwhelmed, ask for explanations, track what has already been discussed, or protect comfort measures that matter. This is more useful than asking a support person simply to be present. It also prevents advocacy from becoming adversarial, because the goal is to facilitate communication rather than control clinical care. By encouraging readers to identify communication needs, sources of comfort, and personal triggers before labor, Hamilton helps supporters act with more confidence. The result is a team-oriented model in which support is practical, emotionally attuned, and responsive to changing circumstances. Lastly, a bedside nurse perspective that balances reassurance with realism. Hamilton's distinctive voice comes from combining clinical proximity with accessible public education. Birth Vibes draws on the kind of pattern recognition that develops from attending many births, while retaining a tone designed for anxious non-professionals. This balance is significant. Some childbirth books lean heavily toward medical authority and can feel impersonal, while others lean toward idealized empowerment and may understate the unpredictability of birth. Hamilton occupies a middle position. She validates the desire for agency, but does not pretend that every preference will be possible or that every complication can be anticipated. Her humor and directness make difficult topics easier to approach, yet the practical message remains serious preparation should help people communicate under stress. The book also reflects current conversations about patient autonomy, respectful maternity care, and the emotional consequences of feeling dismissed in medical settings. Its limitation is that it appears especially oriented toward hospital birth and may be less comprehensive for readers seeking detailed instruction in home birth, birth center protocols, or specific medical evidence. Its strength is pragmatic realism. In conclusion, Birth Vibes is best suited for pregnant people who want a grounded preparation resource, especially those planning or considering hospital birth. It is also useful for partners and support people who need a clearer role than simply offering encouragement. The practical benefit is its emphasis on flexible advocacy. Readers learn to identify what helps them feel safe, how they prefer to receive information, who should speak up for them, and what kinds of communication may reduce fear during labor. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of empowered birth. Instead of measuring success by whether a plan was followed, Hamilton asks readers to evaluate whether care was informed, respectful, and responsive. That distinction makes the book stand out from many childbirth guides that focus primarily on techniques, interventions, or ideology. It does not present birth as a project that can be perfectly managed, nor does it reduce patients to passive recipients of care. Its realistic positioning is as a companion for decision-making and emotional preparation in a medical environment. Compared with similar books, its differentiating feature is the bedside nurse viewpoint combined with a modern emphasis on patient autonomy, communication, and adaptability when birth becomes unpredictable. If you would like to support Jen Hamilton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.